it operates differently in so many different people. I've completely lost track of what time I'm supposed to stop talking.
Do whatever you want.
No, no, I just can't remember the schedule.
Oh,
anyway.
8:30 we should.
Okay, this is good. This, I'm right on schedule.
Good.
So, I thought I would just throw out a number of different aspirations and see if you can feel an alignment with any of them. And feel free to create your own. Because this is about making an inner aspiration. So let's just take a few full breaths. Opening on the in-breath, expanding and relaxing, letting go on the out-breath. And just settling into that inner space, where we can commune with our deeper nature, not our external personality. And you might consider some of these aspirations and feel free to adapt and make your own. May the goddess Kundalini, my own inner Shakti, be awakened in me in the appropriate way. May my inner spiritual potential unfold and lead me along the path that leads to greater wisdom, greater love, more awareness, joy, and happiness for myself and all those connected to me. May I realize my true purpose in life. May my bodily and subtle energies be gathered and harnessed for this great journey. May the energies of my heart be directed to greater and greater, more comprehensive love and compassion. May my mind be expanded so that it can see the divine purpose and meaning in everything. May the part of me that yearns, that seeks, that looks beneath the surface, be led to a genuine path. So take a little time to make an aspiration that's genuine for you right here, right now. Express it gently with an open heart and mind. And then surrender, let it go, and relax completely. The faith that that aspiration will bear fruit. If you like, you can use the mantra of this tradition, the mantra of transmission. Om Namah Shivaya. I bow to Shiva or Shiva Shakti, my own true nature, my own true self. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. We'll sit for about 12 minutes.